companies today is episodic. But if there's a trend, it's very clearly slowly moving toward more of the continuous. In episodic, the urgency thing is huge because it's step one. People get it wrong all the time. But as you move to continuous, the whole idea of getting a sense of urgency up and keeping it up moves from a important step in a change process to, if you think about it, a key strategic asset that an organization will have that will have it dealing better with a faster moving world. It's important today, and I think it will move from just being a part of a change process to being a more generic organizational capability in the future.
Doesn't that mean that the ability to utilize urgency the right way is a competitive advantage for today's companies?
I would assume that being able to handle the urgency question well certainly helps you compete, especially if your competitors don't do it well. As we move into the future with more change and more continuous change, it will become a bigger and bigger competitive advantage.
In the book, you talk about constructive true urgency and then destructive false urgency. What's the difference?
When we talk